David Oyelowo has been described as an actor's actor for taking on meaty roles like his depiction of Martin Luther King Jr. in the 2014 film Selma.
As long as I am unable to exercise my constitutional right to vote, I do not have command of my own life. I cannot determine my own destiny, for it is determined for me by people who would rather see me suffer than succeed.
Well, now Oyelowo is making his directing debut with The Waterman. In the film, Lonnie Chavis plays Gunner, a boy whose family moves to a rural town where legend has it a mystical being called the Waterman lives in a nearby forest and is said to hold the secret to immortality. Gunner is fascinated by this, especially as his mother is seriously ill. Here's a scene with David Oyelowo, who also stars in the film, playing Gunner's father.
If you had to choose between a short life with a lot of love in it and a very long life with no one left to love, which one would you choose?
I would take a short life with your mom in it than a long one without her.
The Waterman opens in theaters this Friday, and David Oyelowo joins me now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
You know, the transition from acting is a natural one, but not necessarily a step that many actors take. What made you want to direct now at this point in your career?
I just love every aspect of storytelling, and there are stories I want to see in the world. I can either complain about them not existing, or I could do something to make them exist. And, you know, I've done that to a certain degree with producing films. The Waterman is actually the sixth, but it's the first one I've directed. And, you know, if you want to see something exist, the best thing to do is to build it yourself.
What are some surprises about yourself that you learned while directing?
Well, you know, one of the things that was impossible to know and is also impossible to rehearse is what it is going to be like to direct yourself on a set where there are hundreds of people dependent on your ability to move things along in order to be able to get each scheduled day in the can. And the idea of giving a performance, but also having to dedicate a part of my brain and attention to what the other people are doing in the scene, what's going on with the shooting day in its totality, whether I'm giving a remotely decent performance, you know, that was a lot to juggle. But I had my wife on set with me, especially at the beginning, just to call BS on anything I was doing in front of the camera that just felt silly. And because she knows me more than anyone on the planet, and she would happily tell me if I was playing any false notes. But I came to learn that, you know, thankfully I've been given so many beautiful opportunities as an actor that I know what a performance should feel like. And it meant I still had enough of a capacity and a capability to concentrate on the other stuff as well.
Thank goodness for partners who can remind you of who you are and call you on your BS.
Yeah, she was invaluable for me.
Well, this film has a mystical element. The Waterman is said to be able to cheat death. What drew you to this story?
Well, I had grown up on films, the likes of which Steven Spielberg particularly made a lot of earlier on in his career. E.T. being a huge favorite. Stand By Me was a big one for me growing up. Close Encounters, Gremlins. Mm-hmm. You know, these were all films that interspersed reality and fantasy. They were escapism and adventure, but laced with some meaning. And I remember watching those films with my parents, with my brothers. And I just saw, as a parent of four kids myself, there were less of these films being made. And so when this script came onto the blacklist in, I think it was 2015, I fought hard to get it because I wanted to see films of this nature in the world again.
It also evokes a timeless story. You mentioned E.T. There are references right off the top of E.T. and Sherlock Holmes, kind of evoking in those who are older our childhood wonder, you know, of those types of films that we love through the generations. We have a scene where Gunner reaches out to a local man who claims to know all about the Waterman. He's played by Alfred Molina, and he's not happy about Gunner being on his doorstep. Let's listen.
Is this a prank? Where are your friends, huh? Where are they hiding? Where are your buddies with the cameras?
Mr.
Bussy, right?
Yeah, well, I warned you, kids. You pulled another prank, I'd call the police.
It's not a prank. I just want to know if the Waterman is real.
Lonnie Chavis, who plays Gunner, is only 13, but he's already an experienced actor. He's appeared on the TV show Supergirl and This Is Us. What was it like directing someone that young?
Gosh, this guy is very, very special. He was only 11 when we shot the film, and he is the definition. Yeah, he was. He's the definition of a needle in a haystack. I mean, for this film to even remotely begin to work, you needed a young person with immense emotional intelligence, because there are themes in the film that, you know, are quite sophisticated when it comes to the idea of loss and sacrificial love and friendship. And, you know, the demands of the script and the story on Lonnie were not just to go out and have an adventure as a young person. It was to really have to face the notion of what loss means and whether he can live with it, and if he can't live with it, how to navigate going out into the woods in order to find this mythical figure who supposedly has the ability to cheat death, and why.
Well, this is a story that has a Black family at the center of it, but that's not a plot point. We've been talking a lot about representation in Hollywood, in addition to having films like Selma or Judas and the Black Messiah or One Night in Miami, where a major through line is the character's racial identity. How important was it for you to depict a storyline like The Waterman, where the Black family's racial identity is not at the center of the plot line?
Well, to me, you know, a film like The Waterman, where that is not the focus of the story, is just as important as those other films from a representation point of view, maybe even more important at this stage in our cultural history, because we're used to seeing those stories that are very specifically tied to race. What is still relatively anomalous and rare is a film the likes of The Waterman, the likes of which I loved growing up, but never really saw myself represented within. And, you know, a huge focus of mine is the normalization of the marginalized. You know, what you see in The Waterman is the kind of situation anyone and everyone who has been a child, has been a parent, has been a friend can relate to. Not necessarily the fantasy elements, but certainly in terms of what the family is dealing with. Especially in this year we've just had with the coronavirus, I think films of this nature that do this kind of work where race is not at the center, they are incredibly culturally important.
Well, David, you are a busy man, a director, an award-winning actor, a humanitarian, and now you're lending your name to this effort to promote the importance of vaccines. It's part of the One Campaign. Why was it important for you to be part of this effort?
It has become very clear that one of our main ways out of this thing is to embrace these vaccines that have so brilliantly been expedited to the point whereby they have reached us in record time. I understand the trepidation. I understand the reservation. I've had some of them myself, but in talking to experts, thankfully, you know, I have the kind of notoriety that means I have that kind of access. I personally have become satisfied with the fact that this is the silver bullet we need against this virus. And so having built up that confidence, I felt able to join with One and other initiatives of this nature to hopefully give people confidence that this is something to embrace, because we all want to get back to work. We all want to get back to our lives.
That's right. We definitely do. We all want to see each other again in person.
Yes, we certainly do.
David Oyelowo is the director and stars in the new film, The Waterman. David, thank you so much.
This has been a real delight. Thank you.